USA Radio News.
Officials are now saying the COVID-19 Omicron variant surge could start tapering off next month. Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on ABC's This Week.
Since it's a large country and a great deal of variation in the degree of vaccinations that we have in one region compared to another, ultimately, they're all going to go in the same direction. There may be a bit more pain and suffering with hospitalizations in those areas of the country that have not been fully vaccinated.
Democrats in Congress are saying they're going to continue their push for legislation to strengthen voting rights laws. Democratic Delaware Senator Chris Coons.
We've seen cleverly crafted laws that will do things like automatically remove people from the voting rolls or make it harder for them to apply for mail-in ballots that are designed to suppress the vote.
Coons also on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Russia is denying a claim by the British government that it plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains the proposed path forward in diplomacy with Russia.
Even as we're building up deterrence, even as we're building up defense for Ukraine, we're also engaged in diplomacy and dialogue. And I met, as you know, with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva just a few days ago to try to find out if there is a real path forward on diplomacy and dialogue.
Reports are coming in that the State Department could begin evacuating the families of U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine. The shipment of Javelin anti-armor missiles, which was made in the U.S., is headed to Kiev. President Biden says they're ready to impose consequences if Russia does begin to invade Ukraine. Also, officials report advanced Russian fighter jets have now begun arriving in Belarus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
One Democratic senator is speaking out against the censuring of Arizona's Kristen Sinema.
Independent Bernie Sanders comments on the Arizona Democratic Party's censure of Democratic Senator Kirsten Sinema.
What the Arizona Democratic Party did was exactly right.
The burn praising the Arizona arm of the party for condemning Sinema's vote to keep the Senate filibuster in place, and along with Senator Joe Manchin, her decision did succeed at killing the passage of two major voting rights bills that Democrats are pushing. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Australia, New Zealand, and Japan have delivered aid amid a shortage of drinking water in Tonga in the wake of a 4-foot tsunami after an underwater volcano exploded last week. The Australian aid also included medicine, cleanup equipment, and telecommunications infrastructure. On Saturday, planes carrying aid from New Zealand and Japan also touched down alongside the Australian flights. Fiji military personnel, consisting of engineers, medics, and other specialists, are teaming up with Australia to help with the rehabilitation and further assessment in Tonga. Around 12,000 households have been affected by the volcanic eruption and the subsequent tsunami that hit Tonga last weekend. Tonga's government confirmed 3 deaths from the pair of natural disasters. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.